Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to Real Life, Real Crime Daily. Look, we've had some audio issues the last couple of days. Woody is traveling. He's in Wisconsin, and he's in kind of a rough area, and it makes it really hard with the sound to make our daily shows, the next couple of drops, enjoyable. So rather than put you through that, what we're going to do is we're going to drop two episodes, an episode one and the final episode, which is an episode two of my podcast, Exposed. And this is on the case of Deshaun Watson. Trust me, you're going to want to hear this story, and you're not going to believe it when you hear it. That podcast, after you listen to it, please feel free to go to Exposed and follow us on social media. We have a social media page, and subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. So with that, here it is. This is episode one of Deshaun Watson on Exposed, Scandalous Files of the Elite. In 2017, Deshaun Watson was on top of the world. The national championship-winning quarterback from Clemson had just become the 12th overall pick for the Houston Texans. By 2021, he had risen to stardom and signed the second largest contract in NFL history at $177 million. On the field, he was the epitome of a quarterback, but off, he was living a dark life. A lawsuit was filed by a Houston massage therapist accusing the NFL star of sexual assault, and by the time the smoke cleared, 25 other women would file. Welcome to Exposed, Scandalous Files of the Elite, the falling star that is Deshaun Watson. Hey, welcome back to Exposed. And first, before we get into today's episode, I want to thank everyone for sharing this podcast. We had a huge last 30 days. It's apparent that everybody out there is sharing it and enjoying the content. I appreciate that, and I won't quit bringing it as long as you keep loving it. So we're going to get into today's episode. And if you're an NFL fan, you've heard of this guy. He's a guy by the name of Deshaun Watson. If you're not an NFL fan, you may not be familiar. So I'm going to give you a little history on this guy. He was a 2017 NFL draft pick. He went in the 12th selection of the first round. He actually played college at Clemson. He was a standout quarterback, won the national championship his senior year. So no surprise that he was drafted that high. He was drafted by the Houston Texans. And for all intents and purposes, Deshaun's life was great. He actually signed a contract in 2017 for $13.85 million, y'all, and that included an $8.2 million signing bonus. He played in seven games during that first season, and then he tore his ACL during practice. That would completely end his season. But he healed back from that and was a big star. He started dating a very popular singer by the name of Jilly Anice in 2019. And she was from Houston, where he was the quarterback for the Texans. Just an absolutely beautiful, gorgeous woman. And life was great, right? So Deshaun Watson, he continues about life. And in 2020, he actually signs the second highest contract extension in NFL history. It was a $160 million contract extension. It actually put him right behind Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes in second place all time on a contract extension for that kind of money, $160 million. Then, just a short time later, on March 16th of 2021, Houston attorney Tony Busby announced in a social media post that he had filed a civil lawsuit against Watson on behalf of a female masseuse. It was a sexual assault civil lawsuit. It alleged that Deshaun Watson went too far during a massage that took place in March of 2020. And Watson responded to that lawsuit, and he just, of course, denied any allegations of wrongdoing. He actually wrote on Twitter, "I have not yet seen the complaint, but I know this. I have never treated any woman with anything but the utmost respect." Well, we have that very first lawsuit, so I'm going to start there. And it's important to note that now, 2 years later, the name of this person is known, but I'm not going to say it. As in sexual assault lawsuits, typically in the lawsuit documents, they are referred to as plaintiffs to protect the identity of people who are sexually assaulted. And even though that identity is out there, I'm not going to say it. I'll refer to this person as plaintiff. So I'll tell you a little bit about plaintiff. Plaintiff was a professionally licensed massage therapist who owned and operated her own massage therapy business. She marketed that business through Instagram, and she obtained clients in that manner. She worked out of her home with the intent to ultimately have her own office. But as a lot of people know in business, you have to start somewhere, and she would work out of her home until she could get enough money to get her own massage studio. She had been in business since 2018. At this time, it was 2021. She was licensed. She was a professional, and prior to this incident, had never had any issues with clients. So Deshaun Watson first made contact with that plaintiff on Instagram. He actually direct messaged her. And he asked her about her massage services. This was on March 28th of 2020. Now, the plaintiff, she routinely provides professional massages in her home, and she had never had any type of contact with Deshaun Watson prior to this message. As a matter of fact, the plaintiff had never worked with any athletes from the Texans organization. She found it somewhat odd that an NFL player would request a massage from her. She was not what you would call a well-known masseuse, and it was her belief at that time that a player as popular as Watson would likely have access to an entire team of trainers. But because the plaintiff, you know, like any small business people, had been trying to grow her business and expand her client base, she was excited and encouraged that a local professional athlete would seek her services. Think about it, y'all. This guy is huge. The most popular player in the Texans roster, just the fact that she was a masseuse of his, she could use that to get other clients. So she was fired up, and she agreed to his request for a massage. And so they started discussing scheduling the massage. Now, prior to the session, Watson described what he was looking for. He told the plaintiff he wanted a massage for relaxation and that he was not seeking what you would call the typical sports massage, his words. The plaintiff indicated she understood that request. Now, she would market on Instagram that she specialized in sports massages rather than massages for relaxation. And she told Watson that. But Watson, he was insistent on the fact that he wanted a massage primarily for relaxation. And the plaintiff said, okay, well, if you want to relax, I'll give you a massage for relaxation. She agreed to that. And Watson and the plaintiff continued to exchange messages on Instagram in order to arrange scheduling of that massage. Now, a massage was scheduled to take place at the plaintiff's house, and that was on March 30th of 2020. And Watson, he specifically asked the plaintiff if she was going to be home alone when he arrived. And the plaintiff, she kind of got some pause out of that. She wasn't really sure why that mattered, but he got more specific. And he said, am I expecting to see someone else there, or is it just you? So she was a little perplexed, and after some thought, she figured maybe Watson just wanted some privacy and did not want to be bothered by those who may be impressed, you know, because here's the starting quarterback for the local NFL team, and here getting a massage, and everybody's asking for autographs and all that. She kind of chalked it up to that. And so he arrives to get that massage. And before the massage started, the plaintiff leaves Watson alone in the massage room for a few minutes. Typical, anytime you get a massage, those of you out there that have had one, typically they'll, you know, the masseuse will leave the room and tell you to get comfortable, get under the covers, and that sort of thing. So when the plaintiff came back into the room, Watson was lying on the massage table completely naked with a small towel covering his groin area. Watson himself brought the small towel, which she found kind of strange. I mean, when you're going to get a massage, why would you bring your own towel? I'm not going to say it's totally unheard of, but most people assume that a massage person, a masseuse, is going to have their own towels. Watson began aggressively dictating how he wanted that massage to be performed. He emphasized to the plaintiff that she is not to use her knuckles or elbows during the massage. Instead, Watson told the plaintiff she was only to use her hands, and Watson repeatedly stated that he wanted to focus on his growing area. Now, about 25 minutes into that massage, and despite attempting to be appreciative and accommodating to his conduct, due to Watson's comments and behavior, the plaintiff began to feel extremely uncomfortable. It became obvious to her that Watson wanted a massage for only one reason: sex. So she was a little bit scared, a little bit confused, and not wanting to upset the bigger and athletic Watson. I mean, this is a big guy, y'all. The plaintiff didn't know what to do. She didn't want to confront him because she feared, I don't want to piss this guy off at his size and who he is, and he may try to retaliate against me, either physically or by just dogging my business out online, which when someone of that stature dogs you out online, you're done. Let's face it. So at the same time, she wanted the massage to be over. She just wanted him out of her house. So she's trying to figure out how to extricate herself from this situation. And Watson continues to aggressively attempt to steer the conversation to how the plaintiff was not rubbing him the way he wanted her to. Several times, he specifically kept trying to direct her to his penis. At one point, he purposely exposed the tip of his penis from under the towel. Now, Watson at this point was fully erect and moved his body so he could expose himself more. And as a result of him moving his hips, he purposely touched the plaintiff's hand with the tip of his erect penis. The plaintiff at this point said she was totally shocked and totally mortified. She stops the massage right there abruptly, and she asks Watson to get out. She basically said, leave my house. By now, the plaintiff was scared, and she starts crying. She said she only wanted Watson to leave at that point, and in response to her asking him to leave and to her crying, he states this: I know you have a career and a reputation, and I know you would hate for someone to mess with yours, just like I don't want anyone messing with mine. Now, y'all, that's a direct threat. That's basically saying, if you say anything about this, I will end your career. At that point, Watson gets dressed and leaves her home without any further incident. Then later, Watson reaches out to the plaintiff. He texts her and he apologizes for the incident. She's mortified and she doesn't even respond to this apology. Then a few weeks later, the plaintiff receives direct messages from two other NFL players on Instagram, and they were saying that they were recommended to her by Big D and they would like to use her for a massage. And the plaintiff figured that Big D referred to Watson. And these messages disturbed the plaintiff. It was clear to her that Watson failed to understand how his behavior affected her. I mean, he's going back to his teammates and he's saying, call this girl for a massage after all that went down. And my best guess is he's trying to make things cool with her so she doesn't say anything about this situation. He's probably, for the last few weeks, have been sitting there thinking, I need to make sure things are cool so what happened wouldn't happen. So that's her story, and that was the first lawsuit that came out. Shortly after this lawsuit was filed, many more came out. As a matter of fact, by April of 2021, 22 other women filed civil lawsuits against Watson. That was less than a month after the original lawsuit against Watson was filed. One of them even discussed her accusations in a Sports Illustrated article. Now, those incidents occurred across four states and in a variety of locations, spas, hotels, and homes. Many of the lawsuits allege that Watson reached out to women over Instagram. He was even referred to in one of the lawsuits as a serial predator. And I wouldn't disagree if those lawsuits are indeed factual. So we're going to take these lawsuits kind of one by one. And there's a lot of them, but many of them are very, very unique. And that's the one that we're going to cover. And in lawsuit number two, the plaintiff, who was a masseuse that also owned and operated her own massage therapy business, lived in Atlanta, Georgia. She was not a licensed massage therapist, but she was hoping to be one one day and had plans to take classes, and she was marketing her business through Instagram. She also had a website for her business, and the plaintiff had been in business since 2019. She also was a professional and claimed to never have any issues prior to experiencing the conduct of Deshaun Watson. Now, as I said, they made contact on Instagram via direct message, and he expressed interest in the massage. This was on August 14th of 2020. Now, this particular plaintiff, she routinely provided professional massages in people's homes and hotels. She had never had any kind of contact with Watson before this message, and she had never worked for any other NFL players. So she also found it strange that this high-profile athlete is calling her for a massage. Now, especially, y'all, because this particular plaintiff was not licensed. And look, you're a football player. You get someone back there that doesn't know what they're doing in a massage, and they can hurt you and affect your playing career big time. But just like, you know, lawsuit number one, she was excited to get the opportunity to work on this guy. Now, prior to the scheduled session, Watson described what he was looking for. He said he wanted to focus on his glutes and growing area and asked if she was comfortable working on that. And he also asked her about quads and the Achilles, and the plaintiff indicated she understood his request. So Watson and the plaintiff, they continued to exchange messages on Instagram and arranged scheduling of that massage. Watson then asked her if he could talk to her on the phone, and they start talking. They ultimately schedule a massage, and it was scheduled to take place at the Houstonian Hotel Club and Spa in Houston on August 28th of 2020. Watson told the plaintiff he had his own suite. And get this, y'all, this plaintiff was not licensed as a massage therapist, as I said. He actually pays to fly her out to Houston, Texas from Atlanta, Georgia, to massage him. So the plaintiff and Watson, they meet at the hotel, and he immediately gets completely nude and got on the massage table with his penis completely out. It's completely exposed. No towel. So the plaintiff tells Watson, and she claims she was firm in that. She tells him he needs to use a towel to cover himself. Watson refuses. He says, I'm not using a towel. And he told her he gets hot easily. And for that reason, he wanted to remain completely nude. So the plaintiff tried to kind of give him the benefit of the doubt on this, but she starts to think something might be off with this guy. This is not how she typically did massages, and the clients were supposed to be covered. But she continues on, and she starts massaging him, and he starts aggressively redirecting the plaintiff toward his anus. Watson asked the plaintiff to use more and more oil on his anus. The plaintiff started to get uncomfortable, but again, she wanted to give Watson the benefit of the doubt, and she needed the business, quite honestly, and the money. She was a single mom with two kids, so she keeps working. And then Watson gets more specific and asks the plaintiff to work on the inner part of his anus. The plaintiff, she ignores the request. It was odd, and she just keeps working on his inner thighs and acting like she did not hear that. And he gets even more aggressive, and he tells the plaintiff to go higher and higher towards his penis. So the plaintiff says no, and she stated she was confused because this is not where his glutes are located. Watson kept insisting, saying, come up more and go here towards his genitals. It was at this point that Watson moved in her direction, and it caused the plaintiff's hand to actually touch his genitals. Watson then flips over on his back with his penis completely exposed. The plaintiff again tells Watson that he needed to get a towel or sheet to cover himself. So the plaintiff grabs a towel and she hands it to Watson, but he refuses to put it on. The plaintiff then begins to grow more and more uncomfortable and immediately stops the massage. And she basically looks at Watson and says, I need to leave. Watson then grabs her hand and starts to rub her arm. He pulls her towards him and he says, okay, it's okay. And the plaintiff pulls away. Watson, who's still completely nude at this time, exposing himself, stands up. The plaintiff says she needs to leave and catch a flight back to Atlanta. Watson then jumps in the shower and the plaintiff exits the hotel room. The plaintiff actually called her own Uber to take her back to the airport. And to add insult to injury, Watson only pays the plaintiff half of what she was owed.
It's springtime, boys. The grass is green, the birds are chirping, and the kids will be out of school soon. That makes it the perfect time to plan a family vacation. And we know from the stories we cover that this is not exactly the time to take the family to the Caribbean. You don't want to end up in the middle of some cartel drug shootout. So this year, it's time to take an international journey. And of course, a big international trip is just one reason to learn a new language with Rosetta Stone. You might have a different one. Maybe you want to connect with family or friends living overseas. Maybe you want to acquire a new skill for work or better understand a certain culture. Rosetta Stone has helped me have fun with my mother and at least have partial conversations in Italian after only a few lessons.
Rosetta Stone is the trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, Polish, and many more. Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways. No English translation, so you really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. Intuitive process, you pick up a language naturally, designed for long-term retention. Speech recognition, the true accent feature is like having a personal trainer for your accent. Rosetta Stone is convenient and an amazing value.
That's right, Woody. A lifetime membership has all 25 languages for any and all trips and language needs. That's lifetime access to all 25 language courses Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Real Life Real Crime and Daily Show listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
Sayonara.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Watson was supposed to pay for the travel, but the plaintiff was so disturbed by the incident, she didn't even ask for the other half of the payment. Some months later, Watson reaches out to the plaintiff saying he was in town in Atlanta and asked if she was available. She didn't respond to that, but wow, after all that, he's still reaching out to her to try to get massages. Unbelievable. Lawsuit number three states that the plaintiff is a licensed massage therapist who works for herself offering massage therapy. She markets herself through an app designed specifically for massage therapists. She had been in business since 2018, and she had never had any issues prior to Watson's conduct. As was becoming his MO, Watson and the plaintiff first made contact on Instagram via direct message. He asked the plaintiff for a massage. This was in December of 2020. The plaintiff, she was newly engaged to her fiance and had just graduated from chiropractic school in Houston, Texas. The plaintiff would routinely provide professional massages in various locations as a licensed mobile massage therapist. And as was the case in the other incidents, she had never had contact with Watson prior to this massage and had never worked with NFL players. But she was also very excited to have the opportunity to work with someone that was so popular. The massage was scheduled, and it was to take place at an office building in Houston, Texas. The plaintiff arrived at the office first with her mother to get everything set up for the massage. She was excited about it, y'all. Watson was a big deal. As her mother left, she actually saw Watson walking into the building. Watson arrives in the room, and the plaintiff left Watson in the room so he could get undressed. When the plaintiff came back, he's laying on the massage table on his stomach with a small towel covering his buttocks. Watson himself had brought his own small towel with him to the massage yet again. The plaintiff, she also thought that was strange, but she kind of blew it off, and Watson was not fully covered either. He didn't have the towel draped over him for a massage, and that made her very uncomfortable, but she didn't want to upset Watson. You got to remember, this guy was 6'2 and weighed over 200 pounds. Big man. She tried to keep it professional. She started on his lower back, but Watson soon aggressively started dictating the massage and where he wanted the plaintiff touching his body. Now, Watson repeatedly stated that he wanted his glutes massaged and his inner thighs and inner glutes massaged. He then told the plaintiff that he wanted his hamstrings massaged, and he kept fixating on the insertion of his hamstrings. He just kept telling her that over and over again. So the plaintiff continues to massage him as best she could based on his direction, but she was growing more and more uncomfortable. Still, she's giving him the benefit of the doubt, right? Watson made it clear repeatedly that he was a professional football player who could help or hurt her career. At one point during her efforts, Watson asked the plaintiff to come to the front, and she told him to get ready to flip onto his back. Watson flipped over onto his back, and she continues the massage. Watson then began to coerce her to massage his inner growing area. The plaintiff told him that she had a special tool she needed to use to do that, and Watson said he doesn't want a tool. He wants her to use her hands. She offered to do vibration techniques with a tool, and Watson said the plaintiff did not have to do that. Watson then asked for his abdominals to be massaged as well. The plaintiff then started massaging his rib cage above the navel and was about to start on his abdominal belly. when Watson got more aggressive, forcefully telling her to move her hand down to his pubic area. At that point, Watson was in control. He instructs her to slide her hand across his genitals. The plaintiff starts shaking at this point, and Watson clearly knew she was afraid. The plaintiff felt intimidated and threatened. She was afraid of what someone like Watson could do if she didn't just submit to his demands. He keeps coercing and intimidating the plaintiff, and it was at this point that Watson coerced the plaintiff to move her mouth toward his penis, forcing the plaintiff to perform oral sex on him. The plaintiff did not consent to any of this conduct. The plaintiff blacked out for a few minutes from the fear. The plaintiff wished she would have been more courageous and would have just ended the massage, but she claimed to feel helpless in the moment, and she was totally under Watson's control. After he was finished, Watson gets up. He offers no apology. So the plaintiff, she's in shock. Watson gets dressed and he leaves as if nothing happened. The plaintiff is standing there. She's shaking. She feels ashamed. She can't figure out why she didn't just stop. And the plaintiff was so shaken, y'all, that she defecated on herself and ran to the bathroom to clean herself up. After the massage, the plaintiff's mom came to pick the plaintiff up from the office. You imagine that. So these lawsuits are just flying in. And in lawsuit number 4, Deshaun Watson contacts the plaintiff. Now, this particular plaintiff, she had been a licensed esthetician for approximately 9 years. So she had a lot of experience. She had been doing this a while, and she worked for a spa in Houston. The plaintiff had several encounters with Watson, the first on September 9th of 2020 and the last on October of 2020. She claims to have never had any issues prior to her dealings with Watson. Now, the plaintiff's boss set up the first session with Watson. And her boss originally told the plaintiff that Watson had reached out asking for a photograph of the plaintiff. According to her boss, Watson stated that he wanted to give the plaintiff a massage. Let me say that again. According to her boss, Watson stated that he wanted to give the plaintiff a massage. Now, the plaintiff found this request to be odd, and she politely declines. And her boss then tells her that Watson wanted her phone number so he could book an appointment with her himself. So Watson contacts the plaintiff and he asks for an appointment. And the plaintiff and Watson, they ultimately schedule an appointment to take place at the spa. Prior to his arrival, Watson kept texting the plaintiff incessantly, asking if anyone else was going to be at the spa. Watson also requested use of the back entrance of the spa. She didn't really find that odd because he was a very popular player. She figured he was trying to attract as little attention as possible. Now, when he arrives and enters the room, the plaintiff told him she would step out of the room and give him some privacy so he could get undressed. Watson told her he didn't want her to leave the room. And the plaintiff, she found this odd and said she needed to be out of the room because she did not want to see him naked. Watson again insists that she stay. Now, the plaintiff, remember, she's been doing this 9 years. She's totally bewildered by these requests. She didn't think too much of it at that point, and she decided to just turn around so she was not facing Watson while he disrobed. When the plaintiff turned back around, Watson was completely naked. Now, the plaintiff expected Watson to cover himself. Nevertheless, the plaintiff wanted to stay professional and was worried about upsetting Watson and losing business at the spa. So she's trying to kind of like be nice, right? Watson didn't want to use any draping on the table to cover himself, and he wanted to be on the bed completely naked. So Watson lays down on his stomach and he instructs the plaintiff to focus on his thigh area and buttocks. As the plaintiff began the session, Watson immediately starts to complain, saying the plaintiff was not working on him the way he wanted. He aggressively dictated the situation in the session. So the plaintiff decides to just give him the benefit of the doubt and continue the session the best she could. Watson intimidated her. Big guy, right? Watson then asked the plaintiff when he could flip onto his back. And when he flipped over, he had a fully erect penis and asked the plaintiff what she was going to do about his erection. The plaintiff told him that his behavior was inappropriate. She wanted Watson to leave, but at the same time, she's not looking to cause herself any trouble. She was a mother, and her spa job was her only source of income. And with Watson being who Watson was, she had a concern for her career if she caused a scene or reported his behavior. She stated that she felt powerless and ashamed. That particular session ended without further incident. Then in October of 2020, Watson books another appointment, but this time he escalates his behavior. During the session, Watson tried to put his penis on the plaintiff's hand and asked the plaintiff if she would touch his penis. The plaintiff was shocked by this, and she didn't really know what to do. Watson moves his body in a way that causes his penis to touch the plaintiff's hand. Watson insisted that the plaintiff focus on the growing area, and he was upset that the plaintiff was fully clothed in scrubs during the session, and he told the plaintiff she's wearing way too many clothes. He also tried to kiss the plaintiff on the mouth. Watson was coercing her the entire time, and the plaintiff decides to cut the session short, and Watson abruptly leaves. She felt disgusted. Then in lawsuit number 5, I'm going to tell you about a plaintiff who owns and operates her own body work and stretch therapy business in Houston, Texas. She was a single mom, and she was trying to grow her brand, make some money for herself and her child, and she marketed her business through Instagram, and that's how she would obtain her client. Now, prior to meeting Watson, the plaintiff had been in business for about 6 months. She never had any issues prior to meeting Watson. So Watson contacts her on Instagram. He direct messages her, and he expresses his interest in her services. This was on October 19th of 2020. The plaintiff, she routinely provided treatment out of her office in Houston, Texas. And the plaintiff never had any type of contact with Watson prior to this. And she had never worked with any NFL players, just like everybody else. Great opportunity for her, right? That's what she's thinking. So they agree to schedule a session, and they discuss that. And prior to that scheduled session, Watson described what he was looking for. He said that he wanted sports therapy, which the plaintiff took to mean his quads and heels, and the plaintiff indicated she understood his request. So Watson meets the plaintiff at her office, and he undresses himself and covered his private area with a towel. Watson was respectful at first, but that changed very quickly. After the session started, Watson starts staring at the plaintiff in a provocative manner, and he tells her not to raise the towel so high. Watson then began to pull the towel down in an attempt to expose himself to the plaintiff. The plaintiff, she's confused about this, but she pulls the towel back up and she continues the session. Now, shortly after the session commences, he tells the plaintiff to work on his inner thighs. The plaintiff responds, stating that she did not do that kind of work, but he keeps insisting that his thighs hurt. So the plaintiff, she obliges him, and after a short while, the plaintiff tells Watson to turn on his back so she could move on. But he declines. He says he wants her to keep working on that area. The plaintiff works on that area for about 5 more minutes before Watson finally agrees to turn over. She worked on the rest of his body and lower back, and he leaves. Now, the plaintiff thought the whole exchange with Watson was strange, but she gives him the benefit of the doubt. So Watson reaches out to that plaintiff for a second session. He texts her on November 2nd of 2020. He confirms availability with her, and he arrives at her office. Now, upon arrival, as soon as he gets there, without any notice, he kisses the plaintiff. So the plaintiff, she's kind of shocked by this. She pulls back really, really quick. She tells him, you know, get comfortable and I'll be right back. She leaves the office and she actually goes next door to her friend's store. It was just adjacent to hers. And she tells her friend, you're not going to believe this. Watson just kissed me. And she was like sweating. She was scared. She was nervous, but she regains her composure and she returns to the office where Watson had already got undressed and was fully exposing himself. So the plaintiff, she cautions him that his behavior was not in line with her business practices. Watson states that he was more comfortable when he was free. So the plaintiff starts getting uncomfortable, but she tries to put that in the back of her mind. She's a single mom, right? She needs the business. And she says, where do you want me to start? And the plaintiff says, work on the buttocks and the penis area. Well, she declines that request. Watson then starts moving his body in a way that would cause his penis to touch her hand. He starts getting irritated and he tells her he'll pay extra to have the plaintiff work on those areas. The plaintiff again declines this. Watson then asks again, saying, well, can you just do it for me? The plaintiff again declines, and Watson gets pissed, gets up, and leaves her office. Now, some weeks later, he reaches out to her again, asking if she's available. The plaintiff told Watson, I will not work for you again. Good for her. Y'all seeing a pattern here, a disturbing pattern? Well, it continues. In lawsuit number 6, the plaintiff is a licensed massage therapist who actually works with athletes and owns her own business. She markets her business through Instagram and through word of mouth and obtains clients in that manner. The plaintiff has been in business for approximately 11 years. She's got a good run going. They make that contact, they schedule a massage, and Watson and the plaintiff then speak on the phone. And Watson says, I make a lot of massage therapists uncomfortable, and it's really hard for me to find someone who will meet my needs. Watson said he was looking for massage work specifically on his glutes. And he also kept asking that the massage be really private and asked if anyone else would be around when he arrived. The plaintiff did not think anything of it, really. She figured he wanted privacy because he was a celebrity. And she was more used to this than the cases I've already told you about. She provided massage therapy to a lot of athletes from professional football teams and other high-profile athletes, although she had never worked on Watson before. So the plaintiff schedules the massage, and it takes place at a spa in Houston. This was on June 2nd of 2020. Now, before the session started, Watson insisted on taking a shower first, saying he liked to be clean. The plaintiff told him that was fine and asked that when he was done with the shower, if he could cover himself with a towel or get under the draping to cover himself. The plaintiff also asked that Watson lie face down to start out. The plaintiff walks out of the room. She allows Watson to shower. And when the plaintiff comes back in the room, guess what? Watson's completely naked, exposing his ass. The plaintiff went to try to cover him with a towel, and Watson told her it was not necessary. So the plaintiff, she pushes back. Now, this is an 11-year masseuse who is used to working on athletes. So she pushes back on him, and she explains that covering him was, in fact, necessary. Watson did not want to cover himself at all, and he refused the plaintiff's attempt to cover him. Even when she covered his ass, he would purposely move to knock the towel off. Also during the session, he insisted that the plaintiff not use her knuckles or palms and told her to use her fingers. The plaintiff declined, saying she did not want to use her fingers. Good for you. As the session continued, Watson exposed his penis to the plaintiff several times. Watson laughingly told the plaintiff that she could move his penis out of the way. The plaintiff worked very hard to keep the massage professional. The plaintiff felt trapped at this point. She was angry. She felt kind of dirty. You know, this was someone who had been in the business a long time. She prided herself on being professional and the reputation she had. But even so, Watson continued to attempt to get the plaintiff to touch his penis. Watson eventually had an erection, and multiple times he moved his body in such a way to make his penis touch the plaintiff. The plaintiff was absolutely terrified. So the massage ends, and there's no further incident. But Watson continues to contact the plaintiff afterward, actually around 7 more times to schedule another massage. Now, the plaintiff either declined or totally ignored his request, and she never worked with him again. And I'm going to leave it right there for today. If y'all think you've heard anything yet, you have not. So much more to tell you. It is absolutely crazy. When I get through these lawsuits and we get on the back end of this scandalous file, you're not going to believe what you hear. So we'll be bringing that to you in part two. I appreciate each and every one of you. Until next time, I'm Jim Chapman. Much love.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.